Hi, I'm Ann Mira, and I want to tell you a story about an elderly friend of mine.
Oh, dear.
She's 95, and she looks 95. We were at a party a while ago, and as it usually does, the talk got around to the subject of sex. So, somebody said to my friend, "At what age do senior citizens finally stop having sex?" The old lady thought about it for a minute and then said, "Honey, you'll have to ask somebody older than me."
Five-year-old woman still having sex. That's not right. That's not right. That's definitely not right. Well, how would I know? I'm not 95. I'll tell you what. You know, if you want, you can find that. You can find that on the internet. Not that I'm one for that. Oh, by the way, Christy McCall, "He's on the Beach," another great song. I love playing great music, like songs you're not going to hear elsewhere on the Washington, D.C. dial. I love it. That's my favorite part of the show. You know, it'd be great if we could play music shows. I think there's one in the works coming up, but I don't know. I don't know if I can comment on it, but there might be a music show coming up on JFK later in the month. But anyway, getting back to the internet. Oh, by the way, if you want to call, all these things I have to remember to do. If you want to call, call 800-636-1067 and chime in on anything that you want to. Chris, what's up?
Hey, Joe. Love your sound. I'm crazy about your sound.
Crazy about my sound.
Crazy about your sound. Talking skin suits. I'm a 44 long. I'm thinking single-breasted but double vents. What do you think?
Skin suits?
Yeah, my Joe skin suit.
Oh. Yeah, sounds good.
You're down with that?
Yeah.
Excellent. I'll be by.
All right.
Thanks, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Good show.
I don't know what that was about. Oh! We have a special guest on the air. Hold on. Hello?
Joe?
Is this Beth Ann McBride?
Yeah?
I was just talking to you earlier.
I know. Joe, I've been trying. Your stream is down. I've been trying since 9 o'clock to listen to the Joe Show.
It's a very weak stream tonight, apparently.
But it's strong enough, Joe, that a Pro Flowers commercial can come on every 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, that's because they pay.
You know, well, you
they're
know,
fine sponsors, so they're going to work.
But it's like a tease. I'll be like, "What's wrong with my computer?" And I checked all my options to make sure my control panel, that I've got the speakers on and stuff like this, because I'm proud of you, Joe.
Well, well, thank you.
It's hard to fill 2 minutes, much less 2 hours, isn't it?
Oh, it's not that hard. I've got plenty of Katie Couric's, and I've got Ann Mira talking about sex with 95-year-old women, so.
Nice.
I can just always go to that.
Yeah, but have you had The Economist on yet?
Yes, I did. I had Paul Craig Roberts at the very beginning of the show, and it was an interesting interview. I'm not sure I learned anything, but, you know, I had to have him on just to see if somebody could explain this mess to me.
Well, in a weird way, now I'm glad the stream was down. But, you know, I just want you to know, I'm trying to listen. I wish I could. So, you know, and I don't think CBS is behind this. You're not streaming, and you're not mentioned at all on the website.
Well, it's a conspiracy.
I think they're trying to bring Joe down.
They're trying to keep the United States of Joe-merica down, man.
Well, Joe will rise to the tippy-tippy top.
The Joe-gram rolls on.
Well, the Joe Show, I got my T-shirt on. I'm going to keep trying to listen. So, Joe, you might have to, like, record it and send me a podcast or something.
Well, it will be on the podcast later this week.
Yeah, right. On the internet that they don't mention you on the website, Joe, that?
On the intranet. On the Joe-net.
Well, listen, have a good show. I wish I could listen, Joe.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Talk to you later. So, Beth Ann McBride, former producer of the Don and Mike Show, checking in. Where was I before? That was a nice call. She said she was not going to call in earlier. I spoke to her earlier today, and she said she would not call in, but I guess it's because the stream is down. I apologize for that, because really, if I could go back and fix the stream, I would. But I don't know how these things work. But it's good that the commercials are going through. That is good, because you need to be reminded to buy flowers for your loved ones on Valentine's Day. Oh, I forgot all about that. Am I going to be on the air? I'm not going to be on next week. Will I be on the air? Today's the 2nd, 9. Oh, this is the Joe Valentine Show, because I won't be on until after Valentine's Day. Oh, what are you going to get your beloved for Valentine's Day? I sounded like Powers Booth there for a moment. But I don't know where I'm going. Now I'm all flustered. Beth Ann called in, and now I'm all flustered. Anyway, talking about the internet before, and that's where I found all these great clips of, let's see. Let me look here at my list. Let me just slow down. I got to slow down here. I think I need a beer. It's almost beer o'clock. So everybody gather around your radios, your radijos, and get ready for beer o'clock coming at up at 10 o'clock. Oh, I know. Seniors Sex Ed. I get these on the internet, on the intranet. Where did it go? Hold on a second. Having technical difficulties. Oh, I took it out. That's right. That was a plane crash. Oh, never mind. All right, speaking of the internet, let's get back on track. Those of you that listen to the Don and Mike Show, and I know you do every day, and the guys appreciate that, and I do as well, you know that I'm a bit of a web freak. Now, Rob Spiewak loves television. Don loves television as well. Mike loves... Oh, he's a bon vivant, if you will. He likes to run his restaurant, and he likes his radio gig. But I don't know that Mike is super into TV like Rob and Don. But my thing is the internet. The internet is my TV. I love it. You can find so many things. I like to say that I like walking around on the edges of the internet. And just when I think I've found the edge of the internet, something is brought to my attention, or I manage to find something on my own that fascinates me. And what I found recently was airdisaster.com. And this website is dedicated to air disasters. Gee, go figure. And it has transcripts of air crashes. It has recordings from the control towers. And it has recordings from... voice cockpit recorders. So what I've got coming up for you shortly is, it's not for the squeamish. I actually put it out there that when I listened to this stuff, I felt, a little weird about it, but it is it will fascinate you. I guarantee it will fascinate you. So if you're afraid of flying, I invite you to stay tuned. I know Mike O'Mara is a very, very, intrepid flyer. Myself, not so much. I think most of the people that I know, my brother actually works for the airlines. He loves flying, and he's very much like myself. He just pretty much puts his life in the hands of the pilot and says, well, this is where we are, and this is what we're doing. So when we come back, we're going to have a few plane crashes. If this show isn't a plane crash already, we're going to turn it into one when we come back right after this.